This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials are warning health professionals about the risk of false positive results with a widely used laboratory test for COVID-19 and flu. The Food and Drug Administration issued the alert Friday for health officials using Roche's COBUS test for coronavirus and seasonal flu. The agency warned that problems with the test processing tubes could result in false diagnoses in people who are not actually infected. The testing system is widely used to screen large batches of patient samples in hospitals and laboratories. The FDA recommends health workers test samples multiple times to help assure accuracy. If the test delivers conflicting results, it may indicate a problem and should be discontinued, according to the agency. Meanwhile, a World Health Organization expert advisory committee is currently looking at AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after some countries paused distribution of it, but there is no reason not to use it, according to a spokesperson. Health officials in several countries, including Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, suspected the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine or suspended it following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who have been vaccinated. Margaret Harris told a Geneva briefing that it was an excellent vaccine and that no causal relationship or causal relationship had been established between the shot and the health problems reported. Calling the pause and use a precautionary measure, this comes as the World Health Organization also Friday approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19, giving it its seal of approval. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that a Friday meeting with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia that U.S. President Joe Biden discussed challenges posed by China. Sullivan told reporters at the briefing that the virtual meeting between the Quad countries, a group central to Biden's efforts to counter China's growing military and economic power in the Indo-Pacific region, did not focus on China, but touched on freedom of navigation in the East and South China Seas. U.S. officials will also address issues raised Friday by Asian allies about China's coercion of Australia and its aggression on the border with India, according to Sullivan. During his briefing with reporters, Sullivan also said the Biden administration is still gathering information on the scale of the hack on Microsoft Corporation's Exchange. Sullivan said the administration will be able to attribute the cyber attack to those who executed it in the near future. Hundreds of immigrant children and teenagers have been detained at a Border Patrol tent facility in packed conditions, with some sleeping on the floor because there aren't enough mats. That's according to nonprofit lawyers who conduct oversight of immigrant detention centers. The lawyers interviewed more than a dozen children Thursday in Donna, Texas, where the Border Patrol is holding more than 1,000 people. Some of them, the children, told the lawyers that they had been at the facility for a week or longer, despite the agency's 3-day limit for detaining children. Many said they have not been allowed to phone their parents or other relatives who may be wondering where they are. The United States announced a resumption of aid to Yemen's rebel-held North Friday to fight a looming famine as the country's nearly 6-year-old war grinds on. UN officials warned that a blockade of fuel deliveries to a main port was heightening the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The aid concern came as President Joe Biden's envoy to Yemen expressed frustration at the country's Houthi rebels, saying they were focusing on fighting to capture more territory, while international and regional diplomatic push were underway to end the conflict. And high-profile New York Governor Andrew Cuomo confronted a stunning series of defections Friday amid allegations of sexual harassment that left the high-profile Democrat fighting for his political survival angry and alone. By the day's end, the 3-term governor had lost the support of almost the entire 29-member New York congressional delegation and majority of Democrats in the state legislature. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.